We've talked about it a ton and a half over the last year and a lot in the last 6 months. What do you think the major wins and fails have been there?
I think the biggest win has been the vaccines. I think vaccines are the most wonderful product ever invented in humanity. They represent global cooperation and science and truth. I think the most disappointing thing is that, and hopefully, I think America's comorbidities, our arrogance, our politicization of things that we should pull together on, and having what was supposed to be the most innovative, wealthiest, tech-enabled, the majority of pharmaceutical companies are here, the most robust, you know, we spend more money on healthcare than anyone in the world. You'd like to think the most robust, responsive government in the world that can defend the shores and, you know, 5% of the population and 20% of the infection. So how we responded to this, and you can't just blame the government, but how we responded as a people.
Mask.
There's just no getting around it. We botched this terribly. Now, having said that, American firms with a global cooperation of German firms and Turkish immigrants who immigrated to Germany. I know you know those folks. That these vaccines developed in record time are just an incredible, I don't want to call them a gift, an incredible achievement of humanity. What are your thoughts?
You know what? I'm going to be pro-internet again. The internet worked. Like, the internet helped us in terms of work and
it worked.
Delivery. I mean, I think, you know, everything that we needed to get through the pandemic was provided, unfortunately, by these internet companies, which did their job. Like, in terms of that, they, of course, also gained their power, gained even more power over lots of industries, and it will continue to do so. Had repercussions going forward in commercial real estate everywhere, everywhere you go, restaurants, retailers, you know, communications, meetings, business travel, everything. And so I think the internet worked. It didn't break down. Now, there's obviously these ransomware attacks and all kinds of cybersecurity issues that are ongoing. And just recently this week has been in the news a lot. But, you know, it didn't break down and it got us through this thing, whether people had to stay home. And I think it was without it would have been really a much different situation. How would you do that without? Of course, people have been through pandemics before without the internet, but it certainly helped.